If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings on the light and love of the Christ, the Most Radiant One. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening, our seminar topic is Loyalty to God Within. So let's take a deep breath in that place where you feel that breath touch in the center of your chest, back behind your sternum, your breastbone. Experience the life of God beating your heart and filling your lungs with a breath of life. And as you feel that gentle connection that's so immediate, that rocks your body, that gives you a sense of chills that rush down the top of your head, down your back and shoulders. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Ah, so powerful. Thank you, Father. And we dedicate this transmission tonight to you, Divine Spirit within us. And we would ask in deepest love that whatever needs to be healed in the places that cause us to contract through fear, that be released into your loving tonight, that we can take another step in freedom as we walk with you from time into eternity. And we ask this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Beloved, every fearful thought is like a dark cloud that is obscuring our luminosity. And every thought that is not of love is one of fear, there being in truth only two emotions. One, love, which is true, and the other, fear, which is illusion. And now today we have going across the airwaves, all kinds of points of view and worldviews and fears and prognostications and prophecies going forth about the, quote, future. And for most, this can be very confusing, for they simply don't know what to believe and whom to follow. So tonight, the seminar will serve in locating some of the keys that will open the sanctuary to your own inner peace. For a peaceful mind is truly your most precious treasure. So let me begin this evening with sharing what Jesus has to say in A Course in Miracles, about what we should do with our future, from page 360 in the workbook, which is lesson. I place the future in the hands of God. The Holy Spirit in A Course in Miracles uses our illusions of time to teach us that there is no time. God holds your future as he holds your past and present. They are one to him, and so they should be one to you. This reflects a true continuity of time. That is all one. The entire range of time, spanning billions of years, is nothing more than one single illusory instant. Yet in this world, the temporal progression still seems real. And so you're not asked to understand the lack of sequence really found in time. You are but asked to let the future go and place it in God's hands. And you will see by your experience that you have laid the past and the present in His hands as well. Because only the past will punish you. And when you've placed it in His hands, the past has no more power to punish you. And future dread will now be meaningless. Now, if we bring our guilt to the Holy Spirit, our illusions to the truth, our darkness to the light, He, the Divine Spirit, can take them away from us. So once again, we see A Course in Miracles is asking us to turn over the guilt from the past, which not only frees us from the belief in our sinfulness, but correspondingly also frees us from our fear that the future will punish us. Future dreads thus become meaningless. That is why, if we have no guilt in our minds, we cannot be afraid. Fear comes only from the unconscious belief that we deserve to be punished for the sins of the past. So release the future, for the past is gone, and what is present, freed from misery, pain, and loss, becomes the instant in which time escapes the bondage of illusion. Then is each instant, which was slave to time, transformed into a holy instant, when the light that was kept hidden in you, God's Son, is freed to bless the world. The light of Christ was kept hidden by the clouds of guilt in which we enshrouded ourselves, and onto which we also projected our sins, seeing them in others rather than in ourselves. So this is what we actually see taking place today. I was watching the History Channel, which has had some really good programs on, but now they're showing a lot of different things having to do with Armageddon and projections, quite fearful scenarios of what could possibly happen according to the soothsayers in 2012. And since that is almost entirely projections of fear, this is exactly what Jesus was speaking about, of how the guilt within us is projected outward onto a world that we see as being somehow punished and condemned and judged. And that is what is causing the fear to arise in people's hearts. I love the Course in Miracles because it is, in my experience, the most fabulous book I have ever, ever encountered on the planet. It is the pure wedding of the lost codes that linked and united Advaita Vedanta, which is non-dualistic pure monism, with the purest form of Christianity, so that the pure essence of the teaching of the Orient and the Western mind, the left and right lobes of the brain, if you will, are unified in this beautiful thought system, which only, if you read it, could possibly have been authored by Jesus. It is so exquisite. But it explains the great mystery of why we have the appearance of evil in our world, and why we have this terrible fear that seems to no matter what, we can't quite get rid of that fear until we have completely yielded ourselves to the Lord when we have totally laid our life down at the beautiful lotus feet of the Beloved, only then do we seem to be delivered from this oppressive dread and fear that we all seem to come in with. And of course, in Christian teachings, that's called the original sin. And what is the original sin but simply our missing the mark and forgetting and losing sight of our eternal oneness with Divine Spirit? I know this is a very different way to look at things. But Jesus has said that the teachings that he brought onto the planet have been interpreted through the ego-separated mind. And so he gave the Course in Miracles as a correction of how we see and think. And moreover, so that he could speak directly into our times, knowing that we needed this celestial speed up in our understanding to get through these times. I truly believe that we're at a point that we can make a radical choice to depart the world of separation and enter into that unified field that we call the New Earth, the Golden Age, the Fifth World. Every single one of our seminars is turning that prism, that light, that jewel of truth, so that different facets can catch the light in a slightly different way. And in that manner, perhaps we can together step into greater awareness and greater wholeness and receive the healing that Jesus already purchased for us 2,000 years ago when he bridged that dreadful nightmare of separation and returned us back to our original holiness. It's already been done and prepared, and we but need to choose it and receive it and believe it like a child, simply and unabashedly just receive it. So in the understanding of how whole and complete and holy our mind is when it is divested from the projections of self-condemnation and the guilt that causes that condemnation to be sent forth in our critical thinking and our judging of others, once that mind has been healed of that tendency, it opens with enormous brilliance and omniversal awareness. It's like the lid is taken off, and everything that was great and godly and glorious within you is able to spill out into the world in miraculous and amazing ways. It's that true open-mindedness, that openness to the truth and complete inner transformation that we all yearn for. But you know what? You can't do that for yourself or to yourself. This is purely an act of God. So let me begin by reminding us again that the living word of God's truth is within you. It is God's voice speaking to you continually in the positive and uplifting things that you suddenly notice or realize or find useful. God knows exactly how to communicate with you in the way that you will best get the message. Understand that God is uniquely personal in every single being. God lives in you as you. So God is within you as your source, your creator, the truth, the very life breath, your intelligence, your intuitive knowing. God is your dearest confidant and beloved. God is above you, beneath you, to your right, to your left, above and below, within and without, and everywhere in which you find yourself, God is with you. There's nowhere you can go that God's presence is not in you, and you are in it. We live and move and have our being in that great universal spirit that we call God. So all the guidance that is required to move you to every experience in your life, everything you will ever encounter, is present with you now. So God is communicating to you all the time, in every place, in every state of consciousness in which you find yourself. God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. Whether you're pissed off or angry or centered and blissful, God is always there for you with unconditional love, forgiveness, and support. So the most important thing you can do at this time is to actively cultivate your relationship with the divine presence within you. You know, we give many, many techniques for how to do that, but you know, you do it however you do it. Just don't make a big deal out of it. You know, just, you know, you're hardwired for that relationship. So explore it. Have fun with it. Play with it. Have coffee in the morning with God. Go to bed at night with God. You know, everything you do, do it with God. So, at this time, as we progress through the cycle of Earth purification, which it looks like what we're going through outwardly, and our ascension into the fifth world, we must give our full attention to discerning the subtle inner guidance that is there to guide us to the highest good and the highest outcome in every situation. One way to do that is to really pay attention and note down your first thoughts upon awakening each morning. You know, when you're in between being fully awake and totally asleep, you're in that zone where you have very direct connection with your soul, very direct connection with your knowing. And if you just pay attention to that, that's very fleeting. You have to train yourself to not leap out of bed. And I always program myself to awaken before an alarm goes off so I'm not jolted back into my body. You know, you can suggest to your mind, I will awaken at a certain time. And then you awaken and you turn off the alarm before it rings. But then you can catch that intuitive knowing in the morning. I think the most marvelous revelations doing this. So I highly recommend you taking time to do that. Also, your first impressions are generally quite accurate. You always know when you meet a person. You know, the essence of that person is conveyed in your first impression. Learn to note that. And keep track of it so that you can validate your own prophetic insight by seeing the accuracy of it later. You know, many, many years ago, I asked my spiritual mentor, John Roger, how could I tell who was speaking to me? I told him that I seemed to hear the voices of Jesus, Sai Baba, his voice, the voices of other master teachers. So was this real, or was my mind just making all of this up? And John Roger replied that no matter what the voice sounds like, it is always the one voice that is speaking. And you know, that wise counsel totally ended any further speculation and confusion instantly. For me, what really worked was knowing that there was really only one voice. And that voice was the divine spirit within me, speaking through my intuitive knowing. You know, intuition and consciousness is just another way of speaking about God's voice. So now I realize that the divine voice always gives positive and loving counsel and guidance. The divine spirit always encourages, strengthens, and comforts. You know, God's thoughts are in your mind right now. The Course in Miracles says, my mind is very holy. God is in my mind. God's thoughts are in my mind. Let me be still and find these thoughts. And as you are still and you search your thoughts, you will find that God's thoughts are always sweet and loving, and with a wisdom that you know is not of your own human thinking. God's thoughts are always positive and benevolent towards everyone. They always bless, see nothing to condemn. No one is seen as lesser, and none are seen as greater. The Holy Spirit sees but one uniquely begotten Son of God, and that is Jesus and you and me and everyone who was divinely issued. That's with the all of us. So some of you may be saying, okay, well, what about that negative voice, that naysayer, that doubter in my head? And here's the good news about negative thoughts. You can totally ignore all negative inner commentary, because that is only coming from your unhealed areas within your mind. That's your guilt speaking. That's your condemnation of yourself speaking. In other words, that's the false voice of the inner liar, as I like to call it, or ego mind. So again, it is not your job to heal your mind. That is the Holy Spirit's job. Your only part in this is to recognize that these are not thoughts that you want. That's all you have to do. I don't like these thoughts. Here, God, take them. Give me your thoughts. Let me see through your point of view. Give me your insight into this situation. That's all you have to do. So you offer these thoughts that are negative, that you don't want, that you don't feel good about. Give them to God so that they can be dissolved in divine loving. Is it really that simple? Yes. It really is that simple. You keep what you want, and you give God what you don't want. And what you want is happiness and peace, right? You want to have a feeling of well-being and goodwill running through your system and your thoughts and your expression. Well, of course, well, that's what God wants for you too. Until that's all you want, he's kind of handicapped at really using you as much as he has designed you to be used. You know, if you're so full of yourself, you're not really available to be filled with his whole spirit. So you got to get empty of that ego so that that whole spirit can indwell you. But you can't do anything but give it over, offer it up, and then the Holy Spirit is able to dissolve it, because it's just illusion. You know, you're not losing anything. So, yes, you recognize what you don't want, and you give that over to God. And then you accept all the loving and positive thoughts as God's guiding voice within you. For example, God is not going to tell you anything in which another person loses or is harmed or hurt in any way. For example, God is not going to tell you to leave your spouse and go have an affair with somebody. God is not going to tell you to take drugs or to drink or to commit a crime. God is not going to tell you to take somebody to court and sue them. God is not going to tell you to do anything in which another person loses or is hurt. So, I would add that so much of what keeps us from experiencing inner peace and genuine happiness is attempting to second-guess God and mess in areas that don't concern us. So let God be God. And you be loyal to this divine spirit within you. You know, if you're loyal to God within, then you're loyal to everyone. Everyone is included in that. You know, so many times people are confused. Well, I don't know whether to be, you know, if I'm a Catholic and I go to a Protestant church, maybe I'm being disloyal to Christ. Or if I'm a Christian and I go worship at a Hindu temple and bow down to Krishna, maybe I'm being disloyal to Christ. Or, you know, if I go in a Buddhist temple and burn incense sticks to Buddha, maybe I'm, you know, denying Christ. That is the thinking of the ego mind that is always building up God boxes of separation and differentiation. Do you understand that? The ego always divides and separates and projects differences. That is not the unified field of the one beloved, the Christ consciousness. Understand, Christ consciousness is not a body. It was not a body called Jesus of Nazareth. It indwelt that body fully. There was nothing else indwelling that body. That's what makes that body different in time and space, was that that was all that was there in the body of Jesus of Nazareth, was the whole Spirit of the living God. And he modeled that and made that way possible so that all we needed to do was follow him and let him be in us as we are in him, which means to embrace and imbibe and immerse ourselves fully in that consciousness that we call the unified field of Christ consciousness. And then we too would be Spirit-led sons and daughters of God. So we need to recognize what our function is here in time and space while we return from time to immortality. And we start by recognizing that voice within and discerning it to be of truth, which would mean it would be of the loving. So in being loyal to yourself, you are loyal to everyone. And one of the reasons why we have a difficulty sometimes in discerning this loyalty is that we identify with being in a separate form, a body, that seems to be with other bodies that are separate from us. And so then we try to be loyal to a body, whether it's the body of the teacher, the guru, the master, Jesus, the avatar, whomever, or loyal to a God box, which, let's face it, every single religion was filled, and religious teaching, was filtered through human instruments of varying degrees of attunement, conscious evolution, spiritual enlightenment, an ability to bring that divine spirit through clearly. So whenever you have a form, you're going to have fallibility. You're going to have some error in that simply because the form itself is a statement of error in time and space. When we identify the form as being it. Again, my wise teacher, John Rogers, said to me one time, don't ever be loyal to this body, meaning himself, or to this little group called MSIA, the Movement of Spiritual Inner Awareness. Only be loyal to soul, and then you're loyal to it all. So that, again, was like such a key for me. You know, I haven't had a great deal of time recently talking to my teacher, because now, you know, I speak to him maybe every 4, 5, 6 years, maybe longer. But just a word or two from him is like enough to light my path forever. And that's what happens when someone is so pure an instrument for the whole spirit that they source that purely through them. Would that we could all get to that level of absolute openness to divine spirit so that we could be nothing else but that. But John Rogers spent many, many lifetimes developing, you know, that relationship with the beloved. And we, I believe, have too. That's why we're here in these end days, so that we can be that collective body of Christ. We can be that vanguard of a totally new way of thinking and being and expressing. We can be the God people walking this divine life in the physical world. That's what we're here for. So again, another big key to note is if God wants you to know something, He'll find a way to get that message to you personally in a way that you'll know that information is for you. So again, you don't have to be concerned about that. Develop trust and have confidence that God is in charge of your future, your length of time here, and your ascension. You have no control over these things, truly speaking. So let go and trust God with your future. Another thing is only think, believe, and say positive things about yourself. Don't ever side with the inner liar. Only join forces with the truth within you and God's holy thoughts concerning you. Living in God's holy thoughts is an acronym for the word might. So live in those whole and holy thoughts of the Divine Spirit. And think and believe that about yourself. You know, zip your lips when you try to badmouth yourself. Just don't go there. And every time you're tempted to be afraid or concerned about the future, say out loud, I place my future in the hands of God. I will step back and let Him lead the way. And then walk through each day with the Lord, conversing with Him as you go about tending to your personal responsibilities. In this too, trust God. God will indicate what He wants you to do. And moreover, if He wants you to do something, He will also enable you to do it, equip you with the energy, the ability, the wherewithal, the finances, whatever, the facilitation, whatever He wants you to do, He will enable you and equip you to fulfill it. So if you lack the energy, the desire, the ability, or the wherewithal to accomplish something, it's generally because you're not being divinely guided to do that. Your ego mind might be trying to do that, but if it doesn't have that divine support, then you know it's not really divine guidance for you to do that. So discern what is yours to do and do that. And you are to do whatever inspires and gives rise to enthusiasm, along with peace, provision, and empowerment. You know, that divine kiss of approval that we call the, quote, quote, anointing. That anointing must be there to empower you, or that is simply not being authored by God. So of the 7+ billion people on this planet, each person has a unique function and soul purpose. Each individual has a divine desire, design and blueprint, and specific spiritual gifts and abilities. And they're all different. We are the collective body of Christ, the collective body of Messiah. So we each have a different function within that body. So your task is, again, to be true to you, to your divine design, your divine purpose, your divine nature, your gifts and destiny. That means to be involved only with what is personally revealed to you by the Divine Spirit within you. And that also means no comparing yourself with another. No envy or coveting another's role or gifts. Be true to yourself and do what has been revealed by God to be your area of involvement. For example, all of these teachers and teachings and religions and doctrines and dogmas, the various dreams and visions and prophecies. You know, there's so much out there today with the internet, global television, that people often ask, well, you know, what ones am I to believe in? And my answer is, believe, accept, act on nothing unless God has given you the guidance and that specific directive or information personally. I often wonder why I don't get all of the negative prophecies and things. I'll bet you I get 20 different emails every day about people saying, oh, this earthquake's going to happen, or, you know, this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, and on and on and on. And I usually make a note of it to see if that could be accurate. But I haven't gotten anything on it. I don't get any warnings. I don't see these things. And sure enough, the date comes and goes and nothing happens. Well, what do I do when I get such emails? I say, Father, I cancel this negative prophecy. If it's not of your giving, then I render it null and void and I cancel it. Because there are genuine prophets that God does reveal certain things that are going to happen before they happen. You know, I'm not discounting the fact that there are, but there are genuine prophets. There have always been genuine prophets. The difference is that in this day and age, the Spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit, is being poured out on all flesh so that all of us can prophesy, all of us can have prophetic dreams, all of us can be vehicles and emissaries of oracles of God. But that doesn't mean we have to follow anyone else out there. In fact, you'd go nuts if you try to follow everybody today, because they're all different. Everybody's coming from a different level of consciousness, a different karmic background, a different perspective of cultural worldview. There's no two people out there that see the same thing. So you're going to go, you know, nuts if you try to follow the outer soothsayers today. So, again, God will reveal to you what you need to know and what you need to act on. And unless God does, you just hang ten and don't worry about it. So with the closing of the fourth world, all of the collective beliefs and thoughts that have been going into maintaining the third-dimensional version of the world are surfacing to be sifted and sorted out. And this is a result again, more of this great outpouring, this great latter days outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon everyone. So those who are empty of self to a greater extent and in right alignment spiritually will naturally be filled and used by God to accomplish some amazing and miraculous things in these days. You know, nobody is exempt from the tremendous outpouring of anointing and the mantles that are being given forth now for people. So those who are not spiritually aligned will be called to repentance and reckoning. Now that's the two ways that you experience the Holy Spirit. If you're not in right alignment with God, you're going to really feel, you know, that guilt come up, that unhealed, that woundedness come up and surface. And, of course, at that point, you're supposed to give it over, give it up, surrender. Lay down that life at those beautiful lotus feet of the Lord. So we're being given, everyone is being given the opportunity to choose the Christed way, which is one of forgiveness and loving goodwill, and the complete forgiveness of sins. You know, when you come to Christ Jesus, you get a new life in exchange for your old one that you lay down at his feet. And your record is washed white as snow. I don't care what you have done in your life. The blood that he shed on Calvary washes you white as snow. And your old life is laid down and you take up a new life with a new heart and a new mind and a complete new inner man. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus when you give it all over. So that is the one thing the Holy Spirit is calling everyone to do, is to open their hearts to God. So there may be areas where one is rightly aligned and areas coming up that require forgiveness and healing. And again, you can't heal yourself. That is where you just take your pain, your hurt, your bitterness, your unforgiveness, whatever it is, your sordid past, your addiction, your pornography, your whatever, you take it to the Holy Spirit within you, and you give it up and give it over to God, and you're set free. And you don't have to have any further concern with it. So if you need to do anything further, trust that the Divine Spirit is going to show you what, where, and how. You know, learn to trust that. You will always know what you have to do if you get still and quiet the chatter and really ask. It'll come as just a sudden idea. You know, it's not a big booming voice in the sky. It's rare that you hear God's voice audibly. I've heard God's voice audibly. I think maybe once when God said to me in the middle of my work, stop this you're doing and minister full time to the Starseed. I was working on staff at the Insight Seminars here in Santa Monica, and with a distinct audible voice. But that's rare. Usually it feels and seems like your own thoughts. Although I must say, much wiser. And the difference is they give you a settled feeling inside. It's like I never thought to question that voice that I heard. I obeyed it enough that I walked out of a high-paying job into nothing to start a work that I had no idea what it was or how to do it. So when God speaks to you, there's no doubt. It's settled in your spirit. And there's peace. You have this peace about you, about your decision. So, do you see now how trusting God with your future and your life and what's happening on the planet will end all of your problems now? End all of your worries now? Well, it's only a problem if you make it that, if you decide that's what it is. It doesn't have to be a problem. It could be a situation in which you confidently work through it day by day, step by step with the Lord and let Him sort it out. You just walk in faith. So this is a faith walk. This is a trust walk. God is in control of our planet, you, its future, all people, whatever is going to happen or not, the ascension, the movement into the fifth world, the whole kit and caboodle, God's in charge. And God will work through every single one of us who will place ourselves fully and completely in His hands. If you want to be used to bless this world with divine miracles and love, then give yourself up fully to the Holy Spirit and be a Spirit-led son and daughter of God. So, regarding the many prophecies of all kinds that people are making today. Again, if it wasn't revealed to you directly and personally, then you do not need to take any action until it is, if it is. For example, some people will be guided to relocate, and some won't. God to guide you regarding where you live and your location or relocation. Some people are being guided to stay put, while others are guided to start communities. Trust what you're being given. With regard to spiritual teachings, learn to read the inner scriptures of God's Word in the silence of your heart shrine. I'm not saying that you can't read the outer scriptures, but when you read the outer scriptures, always take them into the inner shrine room and read them in the presence of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit, who is the author of all truth and in all scriptures, will reveal the inner meaning to you specifically, because the scriptures are living, and they meet you at the place of your preparedness and your readiness to hear. That's why 10 different people can get 10 different messages. It's very personal to you. So doctrinal God boxes and orthodox religious dogmas cannot contain the truth, but only relay the filtered conditioning that comes through human understanding and interpretation. And I think that's the big shift that we're making from the Piscean age, where everything was blind faith and doctrinal dependency, to moving into the Aquarian age, which is definitely an age of expanded consciousness and personal inner awareness. And it has nothing to do with rejecting Christ or rejecting the Bible or anything like that. It's going beyond the form to the divine spirit that the Bible and the form of the Master Jesus were sent to communicate to us, but not to be, you know, yet another form. So don't go to dogma and doctrine for your truth, but go to the spirit of truth within you and be loyal to divine spirit, not to the doctrines and teachings and imaginings of man. You cannot possibly be lost or left behind if you turn to God with all your heart and trust the voice of the divine within you to lead you. There's nothing that's going to happen in the future that will be something you can't handle with God. It is possible, I suppose, that the electrical grid may at some time in the future, during these earth changes, go down. We, you know, that's that concern with the solar emissions. So if so, we may be without any form of outer communication. You know, no phone service, internet, TV, maybe even radio signals may not go through. No lights, no operation of any business, no transportation systems. Everything brought to a halt, one of darkness and silence. That it's going to be, you know, pretty challenging, I think, for everybody on the planet if that ever happens. So if you have a firm inner connection with the divine spirit within, then you will be able to get through this possible scenario just fine. But you can see why people that don't have that assurance that they're in God and God is in them, they're running like scared chickens. And don't allow yourself to be drawn into these peaceless and fear-driven scenarios that people will try to embroil you in. Guard your peace. You know, it's better that you spend the time alone with God than trying to help people that are just constantly generating more and more conflict and confusion and peacelessness and fear and projection. They're actually in the mess of their own making, and the best thing you can do is not lend energy to it, but to hold steady and pray for them. Just hold steady and send them the light for greater insight and clarity and God's mercy and healing to be with them. But don't get involved. People will try to snare you and snag you into their embroilment right now, because everybody that has unhealed areas in their mind are really, really kind of wacky. It's really, you know, there's not much you can do to help them, but stay out of their way and pray that they get through it as quickly as possible. I find that people that are caught up in these serious karma dramas, they actually can't hear. Even if you have the most wonderful sound advice, they can't hear. They're too full of the ego monkey mind to be able to hear. So you can pray and you can intercede for them, because the Holy Spirit within them will heal them. But they have to stop somewhere at some point and give it over to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will never violate your free will. So So you can hang on to that pain and, you know, till hell freezes over, if that's what you want to do. So, regarding the electrical grid scenario, I'm certainly not prophesying that this will happen, but it might. So what is important for every person listening tonight to do is to ask God to take full charge of your future and your life, and to guide you throughout the times ahead. And about the dying of the fish and the birds and the bees and certain animals on the planet today, what I've gotten regarding that is that it's part of the dying of the fourth world, the abstraction of energy from the fourth world, the shifting of the grids and the electromagnetic fields around the Earth, and the collapsing of all the various systems that have held this particular version of the world intact. So in this, too, we must trust the divine spirit to deliver us into the fifth world, where all is pristine and new, and we will all dance for joy. And the birds and the bees and the fish and everything will be there in their new forms, and nothing in God is ever lost. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only metamorphosize and transform into another form. So know that there are many closing scenarios along the parallel timelines of possibility, and people will go the way of their predominant focus of consciousness, their predominant wavelength. So we need to trust that God knows what is best for each soul and to allow this sorting out to be done by Him. This is a time to be childlike and to rely totally upon the Divine Father, Mother God of us all. No one can say what exactly will happen, but you can know for yourself, if you are loyal to Divine Spirit, what is, you know, your next step. And if you're loyal to the Divine Spirit, you will be supernaturally delivered out of harm's way. The dimensional grids will open to surround and shield and protect you, or enable you to even step into another dimension. You will be dematerialized and rematerialized if necessary. You will be like in a strong tower of God's protective presence at all times. Read the 91st Psalm, because that is exactly what God will do for you if you live in Him and under the shelter of His mighty presence. And if it's your time to pass physically from this world and leave this physical shell behind, then you who have given your soul into the care and keeping of Christ will be met by the Christ and taken home. That's an absolute 100% assurance that you will go to heaven if you have made Christ your Lord and surrendered your life to the Lord. Therefore, if you've not asked Jesus the Christ to be your personal Lord and Master, and to guide and unfold your future according to God's highest destiny and plan, do so now. And receive from Him total cleansing from all sin and unrighteousness, a new heart, and a new life as one of His redeemed saints. And it's free. It's a free gift of love already purchased for you. And it's yours for the asking. So I ask at this time that the healing flow forth in the name of Jesus into the hearts and minds, bodies, and lives of all those that are listening tonight. And there's someone listening tonight that's having a spirit of great depression lifted now, and that torment of the mind is now going, in Jesus' name. We just ask that the Holy Spirit fill that mind now. We see many that are being healed of grievance and deep-seated bitterness, relationships that are being restored to forgiveness and loving. You know, the Course in Miracles says the holiest place on earth is where an ancient hatred has become a present love. So whatever you do, bring the loving forward, for that is the way of Christ. That is the way of God. That is God's will concerning all of us. That above all else, we be seen as the people of God and known by our loving one for another. Let's go out chanting on I, you, which is a beautiful prayer of oneness and love. Deep breath. There's someone just now that's been healed, completely healed of breast cancer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Ask for what you want, beloved. It's there for the asking. You've been listening to Commander Lady Athena of the Astro Galactic Command, which is one of many, many servants of the one God and the one Divine Spirit. God willing, I'll be with you next week. Adonai.